The Group 350 Spokane, which pays particular attention to climate change, sponsored this forum. Four of the 10 candidates for mayor and city council skipped it. Mayoral candidate Ben Stuckert made sure the audience noticed.
I encourage you all to take a picture of this vacant area and post it on social media, because it's not acceptable when you're running for a public office to not show up. Even if you don't agree with the issues or you think you'll be in a hostile crowd, that's part of leading a community.
Stuckert and the other candidates considered to be progressives, Brian Beggs, Karen Stratton, and Lori Kinnear, were there, as were two considered to be conservatives, Michael Cathcart and Tony Keepy. The first question proffered by 350 Spokane co-founder Brian Henning got right to the point.
Do you believe that global warming is caused mostly by human activities? And second, what, if any, are your concerns about global warming's effects on Spokane, the Inland Northwest, and the world?
Most of the candidates answered yes, they believe in climate change and that humans are responsible. They offered a variety of concerns, including hotter summers and greater impact from wildfires. Cathcart was part of that group.
It's not really something that I think about every single day, to be perfectly honest with you. As I'm knocking on doors and talking to my constituents in District 1, it's not an issue that's brought up to me. In fact, I've had only one individual whose door I've knocked on bring the issue up.
And then all eyes turned to Tony Keepy.
I don't believe in global warming.
But there is a twist.
I put solar panels in my house last year.
He didn't do it to make an environmental statement, he says. He did it because it made economic sense. His utility bills are much lower, and with the available incentives, he says he's getting rebate checks every year in the mail.
But we need everybody to do their part. And I don't believe the government should say, you have to do this, you have to do this, but let's do marketing, let's do strategies. I mean, I'm a good example. I can tell people what it's done for me and my wife just by having the solar panels. So why don't more people have them on their house?
Keepy's admission seemed to take some of the tension out of the room. Candidates still disagreed on some issues, for example, government regulation versus incentives, especially when it comes to reducing greenhouse gases. But on other issues, there was some agreement. Cathcart, who formerly worked for the Spokane Home Builders Association, says Spokane must be smarter when making decisions about how to solve its housing shortage.
I would like to see us, as some have mentioned, push for more density in our centers and corridors. That's really important. We can support our employers that way. We can build more units that way. We can start to see more affordable housing options that way.
And speaking of options, Brian Beggs said the city, through its centers and corridors strategy, is working to give folks more options for getting around the city.
If you want to drive a car, you can choose. But if you want to ride your bike with good bicycle infrastructure, if you want to ride a bus with other people and community, it's easier and cheaper for you than a car, that's what you will have the choice to do. And so all our incentives should be going in that direction of density.
In one other bit of common ground, Cathcart said the city could do a better job promoting bicycling if it would build barriers on streets to physically separate cars from bicycles, as is done in other nations. That was a popular suggestion with many in the audience. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.